Mayor Menino was famous for that command of power and influence, and in 1996 it took all that political muscle to pull off what some consider a managerial miracle. Despite intense union opposition, a reluctant city council, and concerns about health care costs, Menino fought successfully for the merger of two hospitals founded in the mid-19th century. Today, Boston Medical Center stands as an enduring legacy to Menino's efforts to address the health needs of the city's neediest citizens. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports.
A steady stream of ambulances, people in wheelchairs, and children pushed in strollers enter and leave the Menino Pavilion on the campus of Boston Medical Center.
Me and all my children go here. It's a great hospital.
Jasmine Vigo had just stopped in at the Menino Pavilion with her infant son.
He was wheezing. I wanted to make sure it wasn't like a viral infection or something like that. It wasn't. I've had all my children here. I have four. And actually in the Menino building.
The 8-story brick building bearing the former mayor's name contains clinics for adults and obstetrics. Its emergency room is the busiest in the Northeast. Its pediatric clinic provides health care to 30,000 kids a year. And that's just at this one building on the sprawling, state-of-the-art Boston Medical Center campus. It wasn't always this way. When Dr. Ravin Davidoff did his residency here 33 years ago, it was a financial and physical mess.
This has to be the most depressing place I've been. It was a really old, archaic place. That's Boston City Hospital, 1981.
Today, Dr. Davidoff is chief medical officer at Boston Medical Center. He credits then-Mayor Tom Menino in 1996 for bringing about a merger of Boston City Hospital, which served the city's poor, and BU Medical Center Hospital, which served to train physicians.
We had two separate hospitals, and most people felt it was impossible that those two would ever come together. Mayor Menino, through sheer will and incredible commitment to the people, to the place, made that happen.
He really wouldn't take no for an answer.
Kate Walsh is president and CEO of Boston Medical Center. Half of the patients it serves are low income. That's more than three times the percent than any other hospital in the city. Walsh recalls her job interview with Mayor Tom Menino.
He had a number of questions. Wanted to make sure I knew why Boston Medical Center was here and who we served, and wanted to make sure that I was going to, frankly, I think, work as hard as he did every day.
And every day, Walsh says, Boston Medical Center tries to live up to Menino's mantra, exceptional care without exception. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.